What's happening locally? The news.
And indeed, it is our first look for this week at some of the local news stories for you here in the Republic of Panama. On the 14th and 15th, 15 days, this is after the National Directorate of Pharmacy and Drugs of the Ministry of Health has now to respond to the reconsideration resources presented by companies dedicated to the manufacture of medical cannabis derivatives against Resolution 008 of the 17th of January, in which the Participant Evaluation Commission selected the companies that complied with the process. Now, these are three appeals for reconsideration presented by the companies IMC Pty, Apoca 3 Health Corp and Panama Medical Industrial Corp, which were admitted on the 30th of January by the National Directorate of Pharmacy and Drugs. This was reported by Elvia Alao, National Director of Pharmacies and Drugs of the Ministry of Health, who explained that the Participant Evaluation Commission delivered the claims evaluation report to that entity on the 22nd of February. And from that date, they have 15 business days to respond. The process to grant medical cannabis licenses began on June the 5th of last year, when the Ministry of Health announced a call to interested companies. Now, subsequently, on the 19th of June, the approval meeting was held in which 20 companies participated. The envelopes were received up until September the 19th, when the period for submitting proposals to opt for a medical cannabis manufacturing license expired. The Evaluating Commission of the Proposals issued its final report on the 15th of January, selecting seven companies that met the requirements to obtain licenses. According to Article 21 of Law 242 of the 20th October of 2023, seven medical cannabis manufacturing licenses may be authorised, and Article 19 establishes that said licenses will be granted for a period of 10 years. The companies and consortia that qualified were those that obtained the highest weighing scores from a 60-point reference and met the established requirements and criteria. These are Panamericana Cannabis Consortium, 60 points, Green Med Consortium, 60 points, Tilray Panama Consortium, 55 points, Pharma Verde Corp, 50 points, Canna Med Panama, 50 points, Adewea Pharma Consortium, that is 50 points, and Ecovida Consortium, 50 points. Now, these companies were recommended by the Evaluation Commission to obtain the manufacturing license. The cost of each one is $150,000, which is non-refundable, as established in Article 61 of the law. Now, this means that for granting these permits, the Ministry of Health would receive $1,050,000. The Directorate of Traffic Operations of the National Police reported that starting, of course, today, the 4th of March, the lane reversal operation will be carried out on at least seven roads between Panama and Panama West. Now, the operation will be carried out with the objective of speeding up vehicular traffic from the early hours of the morning for the start of the school year this Monday. According to the information provided by Transit Operations, the roads investments will take place for at least 2 hours, depending on the sector. 4 a.m. to 7:30 a.m. Arihan La Chorrera Highway from the entrance of Alto Montaña to the Borunga Bridge. 4 a.m. to 7:30 a.m. from the Arihan Bridge to the Bridge of the Americas. 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. via Jose Agustin Arango from the Los Pueblos sector to the area known as Balboa Intersection with Via Cinquentenario. 5:30 a.m. to 7:30 a.m. via Israel started at Lapa until the Mita ATTT traffic lights. 5:30 a.m. to 7:30 a.m. Boyd Roosevelt Highway from the entrance of the El Rocio neighborhood to Via Zaita. 5:30 a.m. to 8 a.m. This is Via Martin Sosa. 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Santa Elena Avenue. Now, the times for returns. Regarding the lane reversal operations in the afternoon, Transit Operations details that there will be two. 3 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Avenida Los Matres to Arihan Heda. 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Santa Elena Avenue. Now, it is important to highlight that the Ministry of Education reported that this Monday, classes will begin at the preschool and primary levels nationwide in public schools On March the 11th, classes for the pre-middle and high school levels will begin, and classes in private schools will begin normally today, Monday, at all levels. The Authority for Consumer Protection and Defence of Competition, ACODECO, asked people to be alert when receiving offers on vaccination plans or packages. In a statement issued on Sunday, ACODECO warns about a company dedicated to offering these plans that has registered a total of 50 complaints filed with the entity by consumers since 2006. Now, based on Article 88 of Law 45 of October the 31st of 2007, ACODECO provides this information to alert potential buyers, is reflected in the entity's statement. It is detailed that among the reasons in the 50 complaints filed against the company, there are 17 for lack of information, 14 for abusive clauses, 6 for breach of contract, 4 for return of money, 4 requesting termination of contract, 3 for breach of service, 1 requesting cancellation of contract, and 1 for improper payment. ACODECO warns that it is not easy to locate this company when notifying it of the actions presented, and that this makes it difficult for consumers to take action. Another aspect that ACODECO highlights is that allegedly the agents selling the vaccination plans offer conditions to the buyers verbally, which are then not included in the contracts, providing unclear or truthful information to the buyers of the plans. In addition, the entity reports that the corresponding course of action is currently being taken on the complaints that remain active. These are recommendations that ACODECO makes to consumers before hiring any of these services. Now, here's some information for you. Read the contract clauses carefully before signing it, as you must check if the information related to the service is included clearly and expressly in the contract. Do not be seduced by wonderful offers at first sight. When faced with proposals to obtain additional credit, then remember that this is up to the consumer and their bank. Do not hand over your credit card if you're not sure about the transaction. Ask acquaintances for references regarding their experiences with the provider that offers this type of service, as well as demand as much information as possible related to the said company, exact address in the last year, opinions of other consumers on the internet, ruling out those companies with bad references, economic problems, or even scandals where their clients may have been affected. So far in 2024, the Public Ministry and the National Police have managed to seize more than $2 million in cash. This is as part of their operations against organised crime and common crime. According to the National Police, $2,451,699.38. 38 cents in cash was seized in January, while in February about $313,370.12 were taken out of circulation. These funds were seized during 1,954 raids carried out in different parts of the country, including the provinces of Chiriquí, Colón, and the metropolitan region of Panama City, as well as in other strategic sectors. Deputy Commissioner Guillermo Siuki, executive of the San Francisco Police Zone, clarified that the confiscated money, the result of various operations against money laundering, drug trafficking and micro-trafficking, has been found in suitcases, transported in vehicles and in other places. In turn, 461 firearms were seized between January, that was 240, and February, 221, and 69 vehicles were seized in operations against organised crime. Everything seized has been made available to the competent authorities for investigation and corresponding processes. This figure, by the way, exceeds the amount seized the previous year between January and July of 2023. $924,763.79 were seized in cash. The Fourth Civil Court admitted a larger ordinary lawsuit for the sum of $126,829, which was presented by Corporación La Prensa S.A. This was against the municipality of Panama after the said entity failed to pay for the printing service of 22,000 copies of the municipal magazine Urbe. The lawsuit admitted by Judge Solange Le Ferec on November the 14th of last year is based on the fact that the purchase orders were duly accepted and endorsed by the Comptroller General of the Republic, but the municipality of Panama never paid the account, which corresponds to services provided in 2018. The municipality of Panama, whose legal representative is Mayor Jose Luis Fabrega, requested the printing on glossy paper of 22,000 copies of the Urbe magazine. 11,000 were distributed, inserted in the newspaper La Prensa, and 9,000 in the newspaper Mi Diario, both edited by Corprensa. In addition, the municipality communication department kept 2,000 additional copies, and the cost of all this was $92,359.19. The municipality also required Corprensa advertising guideline services in print and digital media for $37,047.04, and the dissemination of notices in which a report is made of the 5 years of municipal management 2014-19, when the mayor was Jose Blandón, which were published on the 26th of June in 2019 and had a cost of $1,712. Therefore, Corprensa demands from the municipality of Panama the payment of $126,829.31 in capital owed, plus the legal interest generated until the completion of the process. The lawsuit cites that the aforementioned invoices are overdue, taking into consideration the credit term agreed upon by the parties, and that they have generated, of course, interest. Now, you might have noticed a very nice yacht off the coast of Amador. The luxurious yacht of Alibaba's billionaire founder, Chinese Jack Ma, sits off the coast of the Amador Causeway. The boat, which is called Zen, owned by the magnate Ma, attracts the eyes of passerbys for the spectacular design and naval architecture. The yacht measures 289 feet and has the capacity to accommodate 25 crew members, in addition to the captain, as reported by Super Yacht Times magazine. Now, according to reports obtained by La Prensa, the Super Yacht Zen has been docked in Amador since last Monday, the 25th of February, in the morning hours. The marine traffic site reported that the vessel left Papagayo Marina in Costa Rica, bound for Panama. I tell you, I like this bit. In June of 2023, the Chinese businessman went on vacation to the Balearic Islands in Spain. News reports at the time highlighted that the Zen was right next to Amazon's founder, Jeff Bezos's $500 million mega yacht. You can just imagine it, can't you? Mine's bigger than yours. Anyway, that's it. That brings us to the end. Those are some of the local news stories for you here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on this morning's programme.